Adventures of Biggles.
With Von Stahlhein and his confederates in hiding, Biggles knows he must expect constant interference in his search for the missing papers. This makes him doubly determined to find them quickly. A thorough search of Rum Keg Haven, the house in which Hagen died, produces no clues whatever, although Ginger's curious about a large bird's egg he sees on the study mantelpiece. The flyers are despondent and about to return to Kingston, when a horrible, leering face appears through the glass doors. Biggles quickly pulls the curtain aside.
There he is, running for the road.
It's Morgan, Napoleon Morgan. After him, chaps.
But he looked different, sort of distorted.
He had a stocking over his head. It pulled his face out of shape. There it is, lying on the path.
Hurry up, or we'll miss him.
Through the house. The front door's open. Come on. There he goes, ducking across to the timber.
Better shut the door, Henry. I don't want them coming back in here.
No, slam it.
Quick, blokes.
He's out of sight. Make for the timber and spread out as hard as you can go.
Any luck through there, Ginge?
Not yet. But keep your voice down, you ape. Do you want to tell Morgan what we're doing?
No need to worry about noise. We've made as much as 4 elephants already. Keep in contact.
I don't think we'll ever find him here. Belly undergrowth's too thick.
Keep pushing ahead. How are you going, Aldrich?
Can't see him, but I think he came through here.
I say, there's a beach ahead.
Right. Push through to it. He may be there.
By Jove, he is. Up to the right, running like billy-o. After him, blokes, and go even belly well faster.
The blighter can certainly sprint.
I wish he wouldn't. This belly sand's killing me.
Keep going. We're getting on him. If we can reach him before he makes that headland.
Sizzling sausages.
Down, quick, amongst the rocks.
Shooting back, Biggles. He's in range.
We'll leave the shooting to him. We're not murderers. Keep behind cover.
But we're losing him, Albine. He's almost to the headland.
I can't help that. I don't feel like dying today.
We should have guessed he'd shoot.
I know, but you don't always expect a bloke to kill in cold blood.
I don't know. He was on the run.
Killing wasn't our idea. We were merely trying to capture him. Morgan's an even nastier rat than I thought. We'll have to watch out for him.
He's well out of range now, Biggles. Can we come out from our cubby holes?
Yes. Yes, we're quite safe now.
Oh, I shared mine with a crab. Chummy little blighter. He had a nibble at my left ankle.
We've lost the swine now. I wish we'd been quicker off the mark.
Never mind, Ginge. We'll have the chance again. But I'll report it to Summers when we get back to town. Might be worthwhile sending a squad of police to flush this district.
By Jove, yes. Old Starley and Zorotov might be tootling about here too, what?
Why wait till we get back to town? This Commander Evans bloke is sure to have a phone. We could ring up from there.
The chap next door to Hagen's. That's a thought. We could question him at the same time. Righto. We'll call on Commander Evans. Keep your eyes open going back. We don't want to run into any sniping as we move through the timber.
Bigglesworth. Bigglesworth, why? I don't think I've had the pleasure.
We've never met, Commander. I'm a special investigator from London.
Oh, dear.
Oh, it's nothing to do with you, really. I'm inquiring into the estate of the late Mr. Hagen, who used to live next door. There's some question of the inheritance of the property.
Yes, I've already gathered that. Tell me, how many of you fellows are on this job?
How do you mean?
Oh, well, the local police questioned me. And then some folks from London looked remarkably like security people to me. A foreign chap a few days ago, and now you.
Foreign? I wonder which one that'd be, Biggles.
Would you describe him for us, Commander?
Oh, yes, he was a... He was a tall fellow, well-built. He sports a monocle and a long cigarette holder. Deep voice, very suave manner. Oh, I didn't trust him a bit.
Deep voice? Von Stahlhein?
Thanks, Commander. We know the gentleman. Now, we do want to ask you some questions, but would you mind if I used your phone first? I've a rather urgent call to put through to Kingston.
Oh, no, of course, my dear fellow. The phone's just through on the table there. Now, perhaps your friends would care to wait for you in my study.
Absolutely. We could carry on with the jolly old detective work, what?
Lacey here's my right-hand man. He knows the information I need. I'll join you in a moment or two.
Oh, very well. Although I'm afraid I shan't be able to tell you more than I told this German fellow. Practically nothing. Through here, gentlemen. Now, please make yourselves at home. I don't often have visitors these days.
Hello?
Hello? Colonel Summers?
Oh, Bigglesworth here, sir.
No, not exactly in trouble, but we've seen Napoleon Morgan.
Yes, that was what I was thinking.
If you could send a squad of police out here at once, they might catch him. The other fellows may be about, but I didn't see them. Tew's Anchorage, opposite Hagen's house. We last saw Morgan climbing over the rocks of the far headland. Yes, that's it, sir. A thorough search of this entire district.
Thanks, Colonel. I'll see you when I come back to town. Goodbye.
And this specimen I find in Cuba. It's a very rare indeed. Ah, there you are, Bigglesworth. I'm afraid I was boring your friends with a dissertation on my hobby. I'm an ornithologist.
Collects birds, you know.
We've already told him he should add Bertie to his collection.
And I've told him how bally rude these blighters can be. Positively no soul.
Look at the walls, Biggles. Have you ever seen so many wonderful specimens?
Your study's like a museum, Commander.
You think so? Well, I take that as a rare compliment, my dear fellow. I can think of no finer place to live than an ornithological museum.
Yes, only trouble is you could never pronounce the bally word. All sausages.
Very interesting indeed. Did my guest bags ask you about Hagen?
Well, I'm afraid I hadn't much to tell. We were on good terms, but I saw very little of the man. He was almost a recluse.
One interesting thing, Biggles. Periodically, he used to go for trips in his yacht, the Vega.
Oh, yes. Used you to accompany him, Commander?
No, not once. I thought it strange. He didn't invite me occasionally. He knew I was an old sailor.
Do you know where he went on these trips?
Oh, only vaguely. He told me nothing about them. But I sometimes had an idea because he'd bring me information about birds, their haunts, migrations, and so on. In fact, he collected several very fine specimens for me. May I make a confession to you?
There's no need to tell us anything you'd prefer not to.
Oh, well, there's nothing very serious about this. Yeah, slightly illegal, that's all. Shortly before he died, Hagen promised to obtain for me a very rare egg, the egg of a bird protected by law. But it's such a wonderful bird that I simply had to have an egg for my museum. Hagen was going to take photographs of the bird for me, too.
What was the bird?
Phenicopteroba ruba.
I say, not the Phenicopteroba ruba. Because you said that, I couldn't.
Oh, it's more commonly known as the scarlet flamingo. Oh, it's a beautiful bird that was once common in the West Indies. Now, through ruthless hunting for its plumage and the eggs which the natives eat, there are only two colonies left, possibly three. One is in the island of Inagua, and the other on Andros, far away to the north.
And Hagen was going to get you photos of them and an egg.
Yes, he was going to photograph the nests. They're very curious, you know, turrets of mud raised above the shallow water of the lagoons. They're fascinating birds. I'm really very sorry Hagen died.
Well, where was he going to get the specimens from? Inagua or Andros?
Well, he was vague. Deliberately, I feel. He rather implied that he'd seen another colony of flamingos on a small, uninhabited island. But I didn't press him, you understand. All I wanted were my photos and my egg.
What is the flamingo egg like?
About three times the size of a hen's egg with a chalky white shell.
Because that's the egg I saw on the study mantelpiece, the one I was wondering about.
By Jove, yes. Commander, I'm pretty sure Hagen brought you the egg. We saw it in his house an hour ago.
Indeed. Then I wonder, could I possibly have it?
Oh, certainly. You can borrow these keys if you like, and I'll pick them up later. The egg's on the study mantelpiece.
Thank you. Thank you very much indeed. You've no idea what this means to me. And now, is there anything else?
No, you can go and get it right away. We shan't bother you anymore.
There is one thing I'd like to know, Albin. Remember old Starley's warning about snakes in the garden?
Oh, yes. Do you have many snakes about here, Commander?
Snakes? Good gracious, no. I don't think I've ever seen one. Oh, but that doesn't apply to all the islands, mind you. There's a particularly nasty reptile in some of them, the Ferdilans.
That's a queer name, Ferdilans.
Well, it has a triangular or lance-shaped head. Also, I believe it comes at you like a lance, so fast that it's impossible to dodge it. The brutes are about 6 feet long, greyish-brown in colour, with dark crossbands edged with yellowish-green. Oh, well, is there anything more you'd like to know about West Indian snakes?
No, thanks, Albin. That's enough to give me nightmares for weeks. Come at you like a lance.
Well, then, if you'll excuse me, I really must go and find that egg.
Of course, you go ahead. We'll find our own way out to the car. I'll probably pick up those keys from you tomorrow, Commander.
Fair de lance. You know, I wish the old blighter hadn't told us about those bally snakes.
Now, forget about them and concentrate on your driving back to town. It's bad enough normally, so don't get snakes on the brain.
Now, look here, El Sausage. We Lissies are superb blooming drivers.
Stop sparring and get moving, Bertie. It'll be well after lunchtime by the time...
Good grief! What was... That came from Hagen's house.
It was old Evans. He went in there for the egg. Come on!
Biggles and his friends pile out of the car and race in the direction of the screen. What has happened to Commander Evans? Will the air police be safe? There'll be thrills and excitement in the next chapter of The Air Adventures of Biggles.